While President Trump won't be getting a second term in the White House, he managed to win Florida, and by a larger margin than he did when he defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016. The president's popularity in Florida, coupled with a strong showing by Republicans in down-ballot state and local races, has some political observers questioning whether it's still accurate to call Florida a swing state. I'm Blaze Ganey. Trump won Florida by more than 370,000 votes. Republicans won two seats in Congress and took a 77-43 advantage in the Florida legislature. While the 2020 election cycle has favored state Republicans, political pollster Ryan Tyson believes no party truly has a hold on Florida.
I'm a Republican, have been for my entire life. I just feel like the demographics of this state don't lend us to be able to be out of the woods and say you're either a lean R or whatever. There are intangibles that would lead you to say that, but I still think that things could change really fast.
Tyson believes all it takes is a historical candidate like former President Barack Obama to change the state's voting turnout and win an election for Democrats. That's the reason Florida is commonly referred to as a swing state. Minorities who had a record turnout for Obama make up one-third of the state's registered voters. Political analyst Susan McManus believes the attention placed on the state by the Trump and Biden campaigns further solidifies its swing status.
Most people still look at Florida as a swing state, and you look at our registration, and in terms of the expectation in this election that we would be a swing state, nothing proved it more than the fact that we received the most money spent on TV ads of any state. And we also had the most candidate visits in the 11th hour of the campaign when it mattered most.
But Politico reporter Mark Caputo takes a different view. He says despite the $77 million in airtime the Biden campaign spent, according to advertising analytics, the actual results tell a different story.
2014, Republican wave. 2016, Republican wave. 2018, Republican wave. 2020, Republican wave. I mean, at what point are we going to start just admitting, you know, we are what we are?
Between Governors Rick Scott, Ron DeSantis, and President Trump, Caputo says Florida hasn't been blue since Obama won his second term in 2012.
My thing is this. You're a swing state if you swing. Like, we're not swinging anymore. Now, a battleground can get updated to a swing state as soon as you start swinging again. But until that happens, it's just, I mean, the record is what the record is.
Still, the state's political status doesn't necessarily align with the issues voters deem most important. For example, Floridians recently approved raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Tyson, the Republican pollster, says he wasn't surprised.
Take us back to 2004. Republican George W. Bush is running for re-election. He wins the state by 5 points, 380,000 votes, and the minimum wage law that we live under today got 71%.
And Democratic strategist and former Obama-Biden state director Steve Schell believes that shows voters aren't leaking how they vote for candidates with amendments.
I think we all assume that somehow voter behavior must be tied up and down the ballot. Right. And I think, honestly, we've now seen like 8 cycles in a row where the evidence is that voters are separating all these conversations. I mean, Democrats thought minimum wage, as Ryan said, in 2004 would help them win Florida. Republicans thought putting an amendment to ban gay marriage in 2008 would help them win Florida. Didn't work.
While Florida is referred to as a swing state, stats show the state rarely swings left. But with its ability to shift nationwide elections with its 29 electoral votes, it still remains a key battleground for both parties.